Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. You're on the Central Club phoning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Cathy Doyle. I'm from Liverpool.
Nice to meet you, Cathy. What's your story?
Mine's about my past life. I'm 29 years heroin free, 3 years methadone free, and back in the younger days, I was a street worker, so I was a prostitute in the Red Lake District.
Wow, unbelievable. That's a long stretch, going through some tough times. I can imagine you've got some mad stories to tell about your prostitution days, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. I've got loads.
Do you want to hit
us with
one?
Absolutely loads. Sally, what did you say?
Do you want to hit us with one?
It's back in the day, my stories. So I had a few fellas who like pull up in the car and ask for business. So sort out a place with them. And street worker, sex girl, you think, oh, sex. And then you get a few fellas who'd be like, I just want a certain thing. So they'd be like, yeah, right, okay, what's that? And it was just to be smacked in the face and butt.
What?
And it was me thinking in my head, fucking hell, didn't you get smacked off by your ma on the ass when you were a kid? And, oh, my God.
What the fuck? That's bizarre, isn't it?
And then another one was like, buy me a pair of boots, and they'd be like £300 or £400 pair of boots, 6-inch heels, proper spiky heels. And then they'd lay on the floor, up your walk over my back.
What?
And they're thinking, fucking hell, it's all right, this, isn't it?
What, and how much are you getting paid for these jobs?
Sometimes £300 or £400.
Fucking hell, it's a lot of money to stand on someone's nuts. I bet you do that for free to some people.
Oh, do you know what? That's not. And there was one fella. He said, come back to my house. I'll pay you £700. So I was like, yeah, okay. And got to his house. And it was like going into a fucking massage parlour. There was this table. And you know where you'd have the hole at the top of the face when you're resting to get your back massaged?
Yeah.
This one had a hole in the middle. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? Must have been cut wrong, that table or something. Me fucking being green. And then he hands me these boxing gloves. I'm thinking, what the fuck? She was like, I just want you to hit me nuts. No, I had to crouch down. Under the table and be like, ding, 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 ding.
Oh my gosh.
That's nothing, Cullen.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. There was one fella pulled over in this little car, looked like it was ready to fall to pieces, the rust on it. And I said, hey, are you getting in? So I said, yeah, what business do you want? He went, it's a bit hard to say. So I said, oh, it's all right, you can talk to me. I said, what would you like? So I got in, sat on the front seat, and he opens the glove compartment. There's only a bog roll holder. I said, what's that for? He went, just feel inside it, it feels lovely. So I had this bog roll, like the cardboard off the toilet roll in my hands. No, inside was just very fine, lightly sandpaper. And I didn't go, what the hell do you want me to do with that? I just want you to wank me off with that. Fuck you.
Wow.
I tell you what, some fellas, oh my God.
Do you look at us men in a different way through living our life?
It's like, you know what, I don't judge anybody, you know, everyone has their own quirks. But I've been like single for years now, and it just put me off, and I think I'll meet someone really nice, and we'll have loads in common. And then what if this turn on and be like, what a meal pumps, can you do this? I'm just gonna be like, oh, what the actual fuck?
Yeah.
So it's just like, not that it worries me. It's just like, I've seen that much and done that much. That I don't think anything, do you know what? Now, I don't think anything would really surprise me.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
You've got ones that like wearing nappies.
Fucking hell.
And like used to talk to him like a baby.
And just, did you ever think about doing, like, because obviously this was, you know, it's an interesting job. It's bizarre, but, you know, you're making money from this. It's quite easy. It's quite an easy job. Have you ever thought about doing this, you know, because obviously this was all driven by addiction, yeah?
Yeah, all by addiction.
Is it? Have you ever attempted to do this now you're out of addiction?
There's been times where I've been thinking, oh, do you know what? Oh, I'm a bit skinned today. Fucking, I need to put some gas and lechy on.
Yeah.
And there's a little part of my brain going, well, you're in a different life now, girl. You're in recovery. You can do whatever you want. And then there's a part of me thinking, oh, no. I'd just get some wrong. And then it would be asking something totally different than what I've done before. And I'd just be like, oh, so I'd rather get by with what I've got than actually, actually go out and do sex work again. I could do voice call, but chat lines and stuff like that. Yeah. If anyone's offering, like, hint, hint.
You want to come and do it on the central phone in, yeah?
The central podcast. Hi, this is Kathy. How can I help you today? What would you like as your release?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but that voice is very enticing. Hey Kathy, on a more serious note, so, you know, you was in addiction for 29 years. How did it come to an end? How did you beat your addiction?
Well, everyone has a story, and no one wakes up wanting to be an addict. I was abused from a little girl, which always made me believe I was never good enough. I always had a chip on my shoulder. I grew up in a house with three brothers, and then I've got another two half brothers. So I was being the only girl. I was having to look after myself, and in the heat of my addiction, I lost my brothers. They're still alive, but I lost them because I couldn't see at the time that it was hurting them. They were also losing a sister, and my family were terrified of getting a knock on the door and that I'd been found dead, or, you know, that someone had murdered me. And then my friend was murdered. And she was just dumped on a bypass, strangled. And it shook me into change and to, like, do I really want to go out of this life this way? I've got so much more I want to achieve. Even in the deepest, darkest times of my addiction, I always aspired to be a better person. And I knew I had so much more to live for. I just didn't have the right support at the time. So on the heroin, 15, the weed, and that, age 9, come off heroin when I was 18, just going on to 19, scripted methadone, and then had an addiction to methadone then from the age of 18, 19 to 44, where I did it during lockdown. And that was my time to take charge of myself and to do the deep inner work that I needed to do. And it gave me the space to also process all the trauma that had happened in my life. Mm. So I started doing mirror work with myself. And to be great at anything in life, you've got to be your own biggest supporter. You've got to have your own, you've got to be confident. You've got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and egg yourself on and go, do you know what? You're going to have a brilliant day, girl. And like I say to people, your brain is like a hard drive. When you listen to a song, you remember a few words if you like it. The next time that song comes on, you remember more words. That's how our brains function. So we store information. And that's what I did. I stored, you know, really good affirmations and mindfulness and believing in myself. And now you can't get me on the fucking mirror. People say it's vanity. And I'm like, no, mate, it's sanity. You look in that mirror and be proud of who you are. Look in that mirror and be proud of how far you've come. You know, I lost my little girl, 2016. I had twins. My little boy, it was his birthday on Sunday. He was 8. So the 30th of this month is my little girl's anniversary. So I've turned my pain into power now. So on her anniversary, we're letting balloons go. And we'll have music on. And do you know what? I'm just grateful for everything I've got. I didn't have the time I wanted with her. It wasn't long enough. But how privileged am I and blessed to have carried her, to have met her, to have spent time with her. You know, I'm lucky. God, you know, God, whatever anyone wants to believe in, I looked up at the sky and I said, please, just one more chance. This time I'm going to do it.
Yes,
God. And I lost my nan, 10th of January. And I set the target, my goal for the 10th of January. And on the 7th of January, the lucky 7, I went with the methadone. I've had enough. I'd already reduced myself, reverse psychology in my own brain.
Yeah.
And I come off here on the 7th. And do you know what? I haven't looked back since.
Wow. I want to give you a round of applause here, Kath.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
thank
Kath.
You.
Kathy, you know, honestly.
It's been a lot. Do you know what? I just say to people, if you keep looking at your story and your journey as pain, right, are you breathing? Yes. Are you a happier and healthier person in the here and now, in the present? Fucking God's damn right I am. So do you know what? I'm already rich. People look for money and this materialistic things. None of that means anything. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm able to help others. And my kids, my sons, I've still got my sons. And, you know, my mum's still alive. So the time that's already gone, I can't do nothing about it. It's like the sand, you know, the time of sands where you turn the little timer over.
Yeah.
The sand that's already gone through, that's your life. You can't do nothing about it. But that sand that's still remaining, you can do something about it. You can do everything with it. It's all about being mindful and being patient with yourself. And being, do you know what? Just being kind to yourself, because I was hard enough to myself over those years. Nobody could have treated me worse than I treated myself. So when I got called names and the stigma that came with the addiction, it meant nothing, because I was already doing it to myself, really. I was already punishing myself. So this time around, new mindset, new goals, new aims. I'm doing things that I once only dreamt about. I'm loving it. I'm loving life.
Kath, listen, you know, you come on this phone call, we cracked a few jokes and, you know, it was funny, but the way you've ended this was truly special, and I want to congratulate you on your journey. You seem more hellbent than ever, and so sure that you're going to live the rest of your life doing the things that you want to do and succeeding. And you just said then how it was a privilege to hold your babies, your daughters, and in your arms. Well, you were our first phone caller of the Central Club phone-in, and it was a privilege talking to you.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? Thank you so much for having me on here as well. And I just want people to know out there that it doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is who you are today. And even if you have a lapse, which is only, it's only short moments of misjudging and the wrong poor judgment. And you can come back from that. It's about getting back on the horse, dusting your shoulder off. And like I say to people, if you remind yourself, right, of the times when you haven't used, how good you felt. Yes. When you're thinking about using, remind yourself of those times, but also remind yourself of how the come down days after and how you beat yourself up and how it made you feel. Use that as an incentive to, you know what, give life everything you've got and never give up. Because beyond that darkness, there truly is a light. And if you've got the right people around you, anything is possible. Anything.
Kathy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm sure you'll help a lot of people with this phone call. You relate to a lot of people, including myself. Make sure you tune in, and hopefully you can call in again soon.
All right. Oh, thank you so much, Colin. Thanks for having me.
And you. Take care, Kath.
Thank you. Bye. And you too. Bye.
Wow. Wow. What a start that was, eh? Fucking hell. Inspirational. Kathy, thank you so much. You've lifted me up a bit. You give me a bit of a push to want to do more. Thank you.